Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call our regular school board meeting to order. I'd like to welcome all of you. Thank you for coming out on this cold night. I'd like to start us out with an invocation. I'd like to ask Mr. Jeremy Jackson if he would lead us in that, please.
Dear Lord, we just come today just thank you this day, your Lord. We just thank you for the families and everyone else, your Lord. Just pray that you continue to be with this school system, administrator, teacher, and students, your Lord. Pray that you just keep everyone safe, your Lord. Your Lord, be with this meeting tonight, your Lord. Help us make the best decision for this school system, your Lord. You know, just thank you for watching over each and everyone else, your Lord. And pray for you.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. All right. First item on our agenda is to approve our amended agenda.
Make a motion to approve amended agenda.
There's a motion and second. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion's approved. Next item on our agenda is to approve our consent agenda A through D.
Make a motion to approve consent agenda A through D.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion's approved. Next item on our agenda is reviewing the director of schools contract, Mr. Patrick Lindy.
A lot of virtual and everything else we got going on, I'd like to make most of the table to the second meeting in June. We got other irons we got to get up higher. I don't think he's well aware of what the board's vision is, what they'd like to see. I don't see no drastic thing right now. We just take them to the end of school year.
Any discussion on that?
So you're making that in the form of a motion?
Yes,
Mr. Lindsay.
Motion is to table the director of schools, the review of the director of schools contract to the
June meeting. Is that what you said?
Second June meeting.
Second June meeting, because we have 2 meetings in the
year. Be the last meeting in the fiscal school year.
Last meeting in the school year.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. We'll do a roll call on this. David Hilliard?
Yes.
Jeremy Jackson?
Yes.
Patrick Lindsay?
Yes.
Misty Mitchell?
Yes.
Kim Smith?
Yes.
All right. That will be tabled for the second June meeting. All right. Next item on our agenda is to discuss the bidding out of the lawn care service. That's also Mr. Lindsay.
You know, me and Dexter talked about earlier this week. I sent out a text also, you know, people was asking about bidding it out. As far as I know, as long as I've been on board, it's never been bid out. It won't hurt to see what service you're getting, what you're paying for, and if there's a better option out there. So with that being said, I would like to make a motion to bid out the lawn care services.
All right, Mr. Lindsay, will that be for the, do we know when his contract ends?
June 30th, isn't it?
Right, so it would be for the next fiscal school year.
July
1 through June 30th of 22.
Okay. So in other words, Mr. Lindsay, you're making a motion for us to bid out the next school year's lawn care service.
Yes.
July 1 to June 30th of 22.
Does that make you confused?
So July 2021 through
June 2022?
Yes.
Okay.
Second.
All right, there's a motion and second. I'll go roll call on this again. Dave Hill?
Yes.
Jeremy Jackson?
Yes.
Patrick Lindsay?
Yes.
Missy Mitchell? Ms. Kim Smith?
Yes.
So, okay. All right, motion carries. So we will, you got that, Mr. Williams? All right. Next item on our agenda is to discuss the contract and how the janitorial services. Mr. Lindsay?
A few months ago, we had a company come in and present to us and told us what services they offered. We never heard of nobody else. Talked to Dexter earlier this week. Said he can't get nobody by, you know, tonight. But maybe we could for the February meeting. You know, with the COVID going on, Mr. Hilliard's been asking about the deep cleaning of the schools. It's a pretty hefty price tag on it. I think it's $10,000 with field house, $7,000 without field house for the high school only.
That's risk, really. It is, I thought I had that with me. And Mr. Wright, you may remember as well, we did get some cleaning companies to come in here and give us some quotes.
Yes.
In case we had to do some deep clean, if the board wanted to do that. And I think, is it Serval or Serve Pro?
Serve Pro.
Yeah, it was nearly $10,000 to do this campus.
A one-time clean.
Right. And that's just the junior, senior high school. And I think the other company that we got to come in to give us a quote was, I think it was even more than that. So it's very expensive to get an outside company to come in here and do a deep clean. It's real, real expensive.
How many janitors do we are at each facility?
Two at the primary, two at the elementary, and two here. But we have a vacant. We have looked and tried to, you know, fill this position. So we're down one over here.
You're down one
mm-hmm.
here.
So if you know anybody that's, you know, interested in working, you know.
Well, that's the thing, you know. I think if we could hire one or two more, you know, and I don't know if this is feasible, but you know, you take Mr. Gerald for instance, been here 20 something years, and my biggest thing is like William had brought up earlier about, you know, I'm president of the Boots Club for football. We spend a lot of money on cleaning up the football field on Friday nights, and just like basketball does. And I mean, we spend a lot cleaning up the gym, and I don't know if we could substitute that by hiring one or two more, you know, come in the evenings and deep clean, you know, certain areas. Or, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've got a great bunch of folks on the janitorial staff, and maybe Mr. Hilliard, maybe one of the things we could do is maybe get some ideas from them, at some time, talk to them about it, maybe them and Mark and some things. And some things like that. Of course, I'm like you. I mean, we may need to look into hiring an extra person. I don't know if that's feasible. But
we also basketball games, football games. I know, like Lady Club, and a lot of the students need community service hours. That's another thing I think we could look at is get community service hours. I mean, when I was in school, after our basketball game, if it was at home, you had to get ready because you was fixing steak for about 45 minutes and the gym was going to be clean before you left. And that was part of our training and part of our, you know.
Might be a good job for you in school service.
In-school service.
ISS.
So, I mean, right.
Well, it might be motivator. I mean, I really don't mean that as a joke.
ISS. Give them a room, a mop, a bus rack, some Lysol.
I don't know.
Do what, Mr. Williams?
You know, I don't know what our legal parameters would be.
Right.
You know, with doing that, I don't
doing
know.
That.
Especially after school hours, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I know, I think this needs to be pointed out since we're talking about this, since I know that our custodial people do a lot more than just custodial work. Schools do a lot of work, do a lot of extra work. They're able to step in when needed because we know these folks are from our community. And I'm going to say this, and this might not be very popular, but when we have these services come in, and I wasn't really impressed by the bunch that come in here before. A lot of smoke and mirrors. You make a lot of promises, but are those promises going to be kept? What you can do is look at other school systems and what they went through, and what I've heard was a bunch of nightmares. So I don't know, I don't know. Of course, that don't mean you can't hear them out, but I just don't know. I think we get a lot more than custodial services out of our folks, and I think that needs to be pointed out. I think they do a lot. I think they do a good job. And the thing that I hate is, Mr. Lindsay said this earlier, nobody saw a lot of skyscrapers and steel mills when they came in here tonight. This place is probably employs more people than anybody in this community is the school system. And there's a lot of people from this area work here, and that's what we want. That's what we've pushed for. And I'll throw you a bone there, Mr. Williams. I think you've done a pretty good job of hiring alumni and people, you know, giving them a shot. I think that's what we want. And a lot of it, I think most of them live in our district, live in the West Carroll community. So I think that's important for us to look at too.
My wife was taught at school that Dixon County, that their services was contracted out. And they tell you the mistake. When you needed them for something, they were never there, or you got well, that ain't our job. Kid gets sick, teacher cleaned it up. And their stuff come up missing, or was they stolen, but it went somewhere. So I think you got to be very careful with this. What I've heard, we've got a very good staff that's stuck in stuff. So.
And you lose your control of the hiring process out there, too. Jason?
You know, I think we all have a personal relationship with our custodians and everybody, and so do our children. And so do our children. You know, our children see our custodians at church. They see them at the ball games. This hiring staff, they're not going to be anywhere at school. You know, and then they're going to be like, who is that walking? Like you said, you lose control of hiring, so then you've got somebody cleaning, taking pictures of your children that you don't know nothing about. That's another issue in itself, which I know I always bring up. But I'm going to bring it up to you. And then there you go with that. So, I mean, I just feel like, you know, we have a personal connection. I feel like if Ms. Jackie needed something done on a Saturday or a Sunday, or if she went up to that school and there was a pipe broke, plumbing something, she would get on the phone, she'd call Gerald and say, hey, I've got a pipe broke, can you please come up here and help me? And I feel like he and whoever else he wanted to call would be right up there and help her get that fixed or get it stopped until we could get it fixed. So, I mean, it's more of a personal thing. It's more personal.
Ms. Kate brought it up a while ago. The two smaller schools are being ran fine. The problem is the high school, it is understaffed. When it's not understaffed, there's places it's not doing. The field house, they've been cleaned since November. You got weightlifting class that gets a grade. You got football players that get a grade. That is the exact same thing as an English classroom. First off, you got to realize there is a problem, then you got to address your problem. Is contracting out the answer? Probably not. Do I think somebody's snapping pictures of kids all the time? Probably not, but you've got to have options. Otherwise, you're not going to get nothing fixed. If they didn't think that we was going to hire contracted services, you think we would have had this turned out tonight? Do you think we would have got any input from Ms. K. Gerald about it? I mean, sometimes you gotta step on toes to get to the end of the road.
Well, I know when they first opened the school, there was 3.5 janitors here. So they had 3 during the day, and then 1 came in the afternoon, I believe. So that's something that I have done my research on to make sure, so this school is not fully staffed. With, as far as janitors, we know that, so we might need to look into, trying to find somebody to do all that.
But then we go back to the problem Dexter says he has. There's only a certain amount of people that's applying. You can't hire somebody that don't apply. So we just gonna ride off into the sunset, being a person and a half understaffed? I mean, these kids deserve a clean facility. Now, I mean, I understand you gotta go outside to the field house, to the softball, to the baseball, but it's a school facility. That's part of it.
Well, it don't mean that the contracting service would have a full staff either.
No.
They can tell you whatever you want to hear, but that don't mean they'll have everybody applying either. Because right now, from what I understand, you can get a pretty good job if you're looking for one. So, if, of course, that might be another thing that may need to be looked in. We may need to look at splitting up races. We may need to try to up people's pay. That might get us more staff and... Was you're saying a better staff? So
I'm just saying a staff.
Right. Of course, Mr. Williams, like you said, he's been looking for somebody and haven't been able to find anybody. And I know people looking for truck drivers and can't find them. So I mean, but I see your point. I'm not disagreeing with you, but I just say it. I'm not for it. So whatever. Anything else? Yes, sir.
I guess I'm just would not like to know which direction you all want me to go in. Is go out and get more people to come and bring information, or you want me to not do that?
Well, I guess that's what's the wishes of the board in that. What Mr. Williams said, do we want him to try to find and have some contracting services come through and tell us their service, or we just want to forget that and go with what we got and keep looking for extra personnel.
Look for extra personnel.
Can we go back to the deep lane services? What are we going to do to match that? Because that's what this originated from to start with.
I'll put a parent plan at I'll come clean the locker room.
You can't do it free, you're a board member, you can't get paid.
That's fine. I got it.
I think what we need to do, in my personal opinion, is like William said, look at paying a little more, giving them a reason to come, a reason to, to apply for it. And even look at our current staff, look at what they make and see if that's feasible. I don't know if any of this is feasible.
We'll have to talk about that when we get up time for budget time. But as far as the deep cleaning and everything that you guys are talking about, I mean,
does any of these companies, say the one that came, done their presentation, do they do any type of this stuff, like a deep cleaning only?
That I don't know. I just know that these contracting companies, I mean, like I've been to other, ball games at other places. And, they're able to do a little bit more just because they have people coming in at all different times of day. And I see them going through after ball games, spraying all this stuff down. So, but I don't know if they just come in and just do a deep clean for you and be done.
That
I don't know.
Where I currently work, we have it, okay? it was cheaper for us to buy a jetpack, and every day I put the jetpack on, and I see my little Ghostbusters on, and I go through my entire facility. Now, this jetpack was $10,000. $10,000 for this jetpack. Now, it sprays everything, and you get all the chemicals and everything, but like I said, you spray everything. I do it every day. And I can get the name of the chemical and the jetpack and everything from the order. The thing about the chemical is nobody can be in the area after. With you got to wait 15 minutes before anybody can go in the area after spray.
Look, let's put this injection left. No. Lady, you told she you're gonna bring back some options of offering more to the current staff and to lure other people in. So be it. If he thinks we need to talk to other people about deep cleaning or whatever.
All right, Mr. Lindsay, I'll go with that. I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
I mean, you said you told me all along.
Okay. You good with that, Mr.
Yeah, Williams? You want me to come up with some other options?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both sides of the fence are options. Just one way.
I got you. Okay.
All right. Moving on, guys, we don't have to...
Can I speak?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, on that, we got, currently talking about what Misty was saying, we've got these little misting machines that we put the COVID-19 chemical disinfectant in. And it takes like, I forget, it's 5 to 10 minutes after a dry cure time that we do have these misting machines, and they actually use them on the buses. That's how they disinfect the buses, and they come out and they blow a mist. We've got like one in the field house and two in each school building that they do currently, all the custodians do currently use.
All right, that's something you can talk to Mr. Williams.
Okay, I just, you know, y'all was talking
about. Yes, sir. Guys, we'll get to Skip. We was told about the Beta Club, so we'll go right over that. Next item on our agenda is this discussion of virtual Fridays, which we had a discussion on earlier. I think that there's a need being more discussion on that. I think we did talk about what Mr. Williams about going to March 12th. Is that what you said?
Right. I would ask the board to extend those virtual Fridays until March the 12th. That'd be the end of the third 9 weeks, and discuss it again at the March board meeting.
All right, there's a motion on the table to extend our virtual Fridays to March the 12th and have discussion on that in the March meeting, which is March the 4th.
Is that with guidelines where the teachers will be accessible to the virtual students only Friday, not faculty meetings?
So let's have the book.
You'll have to add that to your motion. Ms. Mitchell, did you hear what Mr. Lindsay said? Mr. Lindsay said that he would like for there to be guidelines as far as virtual Fridays where there's not faculty meetings and stuff, almost pretty much 100% virtual Friday. Well, I mean, that's up to you. You made the motion, so I mean, you stick, all right? Ms. Mitchell is sticking with the motion that she just made, which is her motion is to extend virtual Fridays to March the 12th and be rediscussed at the March meeting. Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Do a roll call vote. David Heath.
Yes.
Jeremy Jackson.
Yes.
Patrick Lindsay.
No.
Misty Mitchell.
Yes.
Ms. Kim Smith.
Yes.
Motion's approved. All right, so virtual Fridays is extended through March the 12th. Will be rediscussed at the March meeting. Next item on our agenda is to discuss approval of the 2021-2022 school year calendar. Mr. Wheaton.
Well, that calendar is in your packet. You know, we talked about it during the work session. Like I said, Carroll County Board of Education approved this back in December, and once they approve it, they get it to the rest of the school districts in the county for the each local board, you know, to approve. And I'd ask the board if you would approve the 21-22 school year calendar.
Make a motion to approve the 21-22 school year calendar.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the school year calendar. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion's approved. Next item on our agenda is to approve the board policy updates. First reading.
Make motion subject.
All right.
Interrogation search is 6.303.
That's the one you want to take out, Mr. Lindsay?
I just want to table it until we find out about the testing THC in vapes.
All right. Mr. Lindsay's made a motion to sever 6.30.
Hey, can I?
Yes, sir, Mr. Wheaton.
I would ask that the board would, on local COVID-19, if you all would consider approving that policy with one reading. Because we need to go ahead and have that policy in place.
Okay. All right, well, I got this on the floor. I've got to take care of it first. So I got a motion and a second to sever D from A through G. All those in favor? All those opposed? Okay, the motion is approved to sever D. So now we can do this one in two ways. We can
motion to approve the remainder with one reading on the local COVID-19.
All right.
Second.
Guys, did you guys hear that on that end? Motion's been made.
You can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything. I'm sorry. I need to have a runner back here with mine. Let me see if I can get this right. Motion's been made to approve A, B, C, E, F, and G, but G to only have one reading.
One reading.
And that has been motion's been made and seconded. I think I got a second from Mr. Higgins. All those in favor?
Hold up. Kim doesn't know what she didn't hear.
Sorry, Kim. What?
We're taking the... Yes. Okay.
Got that down, Ms. Kim. Good. All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor? All those opposed? Motion's approved, and that's ready to go, Mr. Williams. All right. Next item on our agenda is our principal updates.
Stomach virus, and then a few cases of strep. So as I said, I think that we're doing a really good job of with the sanitizing and cleaning and all of that. I just want to just kind of throw a little bit of kudos, I guess, to our custodians as well as to our teachers who are doing a good job. Because, as I said, as far as being sick, not that kids have to be quarantined, we can't help that. But as far as them actually being sick from being in school, I haven't really had a bunch of kids who have actually just been sick or even sick with COVID. So, as I said, I just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay, here at the high school, on December 13th, we had a really good turnout for the band concert. If you missed that, you missed a really good performance by both our littles and our high school band members. Both of our basketball teams are doing really well at this time. Report cards have been home today. We're excited to have Officer Winberry in our building as our new SRO officer. And Wednesday and Thursday this week, grades 6 through 8, boys can try out for junior high basketball.
All right. Thank you for those updates. Next item on our agenda is our director's schedule update.
Okay, thank you. And I only have one. Of course, you all know back in the spring, summer, when we got that first round of federal dollars, that ESSER 1.0, that CARES Act money, and it was around $234,000 or so. Well, of course, states across the school districts across Tennessee are being rewarded with a second round of federal dollars. And we just found out, I think it was Friday when we got the amount. Now, we don't know. We're supposed to get more information about the application process this week. But we have been told that the spending of these dollars are a little bit more flexible than that first round of ESSER funds that we got back in the spring, summer. So, and I know as far as the allocation for West Carroll, it's like $1.38 million is what that second round of federal dollars, that's what it'll be. Like I said, we just don't know yet what that application process is going to look like, and we should find out a little bit more this week. There you go. Well, it did, because districts received about four times more than what you received back in the spring and summer. So it's like $1,038,000, somewhere around in there.
Thank you, Mr. Lee. Mm-hmm. Take a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you.
I was shocked too at that dollar amount that we're getting. So it's $1,038,000, man.
We got you.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, we might come out of the flag.
No, I'm seriously. I mean, it's
That's what we're thinking. I thought it was crossroads.
Yeah, it's there. We just don't. They're gonna let us know what we gotta do to get it. You know what I mean? Like, we got to fill out these applications and budgets and all kind of stuff. So, but we will get it. Huh? $1,038,000. That make it feel a little bit better. What's up, man?
How you doing?
Fine. You all right? Happy New Year to you.
New Year.
All right, anything interesting going on in these updates here? No.
Mr. Williams,
no. No.
No?
No.
What's the COVID one about?
What's that? Oh, okay, so the local 19?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just to get the end in those COVID days the employees were able to use. If they went into quarantine, if they were positive, yeah, 10 days.
Okay.
Well, that's our original policy expired at the end of December.
More COVID days for teachers.
Employees.
For employees.
Yeah, district employees.
Or what's the one we severed? What's that have to do with?
The interrogation services. Yeah. I think we want to talk to, try to get some more information about TEC. What's that stuff in that vaping stuff? TEC. What is it? Did he say something about THC?
There you go.
THC. Well,
that's.
Yeah,
that's cannabis.
Right. So, I'm trying to figure out some ways to test. I guess the test. I got to get my SRO on it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm about to get started on that.
All right. So, you just need some more information about that before y'all go on with it.
Yes.
All right. Sounds good enough.